Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Have you ever watched a TV show or a movie knowing at least a little about the outcome at the end? Knowing that everything will turn out okay? Maybe you've read the book that the movie is based on, or maybe you've seen the movie a couple of times. Maybe you're like me, and you watch your TV shows on Netflix and know that there are more episodes to come, so the characters must endure. It gives you a sense of security and hope as you are watching them go through the bad and almost impossible situations that the characters find themselves in. Or maybe you're one of those people who likes to read the last chapter of a book first. You know the ending before you even start at the beginning. Or maybe you enjoy reading through the same book or story a second or a third time. You have the end in mind as you read through the storyline with all of its twists and turns and impossible situations. And yet it helps you see things differently. It helps you pick up on things that you would have otherwise missed or not understood without knowing how it ends. In a very real way, this is what our text from Revelation today is all about. God is giving us a preview of how the story ends. But unlike any other story or book we might read or watch, the ending of this story has great significance for us. Because how this story ends is how our story ends. This is the final outcome of all things for us, the church, and yes, even for the enemies of God as well, even for all of creation. God gives us this glimpse to help us understand what all of this is coming to. He gives us this glimpse to comfort us and strengthen us as we are still living out the storylines of our lives with all its twists and turns and impossible situations. We get to read the back of the book, that final chapter, and we get to discover that everything turns out okay. No, not okay. Glorious. And like most love stories that we read, this one also ends with a wedding and a happily ever after. The Father sent His Son, the Lamb, to sacrifice Himself in order to free His bride from bondage. In His death, her debt was paid. Her sin was forgiven. Her shame was covered over. Yet heartbroken, she weeps over the death of her Lord, the death of her beloved. 3 days later, she goes to his tomb to mourn. But he is not there. He is not dead. He is alive. And he appears to her, and she embraces him. But he tells her that she must not cling to him, for he must go and prepare a place for her, a place where she will dwell in his peace and his presence forever. Until then, he sends her someone to protect and look after her, to keep her in his promise until he returns. For the one who originally enslaved her will continue to harass her and breathe murderous threats against her while he is gone. But in this last chapter, we get to see that when he returns, he will deal the final blow to all who have harassed her and sought to bind her once again. Christ returns and deals that final blow to sin, to Satan, even to death. And his bride shares in this victory by receiving from him everlasting life and dwelling with him in eternal safety and security forever. But just who is this bride? Who is the wife of the Lamb? In this final chapter, at the end of the story, an angel appears to John and says to him, "Come, I will show you." Usually when we think of a bride, we picture a woman dressed as a royal princess. But this last chapter of the story, we see the church triumphant, not adorned as a royal princess, but instead as a royal city. Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, beautiful, brilliant, magnificent, adorned with gates of pearl and streets of gold. And on the gates were inscribed the names of the 12 tribes of the Son of Israel. And on the 12 foundations were written the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. This glorious city, filled with the Old and New Testament saints, those who grasped the promises of God by faith, who heard His word and believe, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. This is the bride of Christ, the wife of the Lamb, pure, clean, holy, and radiant. And all who hear His story and believe, all who hear His word of forgiveness and trust in Him, they have been given eternal life. You have been given eternal life. You will dwell in this city forever. This city of God that has no temple, no symbol or element of the Lord's presence, for the Lord God Almighty Himself is there, and the Lamb will be there forever. They are the focus and center of all worship, of all life, even of all creation. And there is no sun or moon to give light, for the Lamb Himself is the lamp of the city, and the glory and splendor of God always shines there brightly. Night and darkness shall never fall again. These metaphors, they stretch our imaginations. The glory and wonder of eternity with Jesus is beyond what words can express or our minds can comprehend. But we are given this glimpse. We are given this glimpse to give us security and hope in life now. We live this life, this story of a life, and it is easy to get bogged down in our own storylines. It is easy to get up in our own twists and turns and impossible situations that we face. We are tempted, and sometimes we fall. We get discouraged, and sometimes we feel like giving up all hope. But this glimpse gives us the courage and the strength to press on. We are a people of faith, so we live with this end in mind. And this end, it helps us to see things differently, to pick up on things we otherwise would have missed or not understood, not having known the ending, our ending in Christ. In Him, we know our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, written with the very blood of Christ which He poured out for us on the cross. And we have His assurance that we are His, marked with that very cross that was placed upon us when He gave us His own name in our baptisms, showing us and the world that we belong to Him and we are His. As well as when He nourishes us at His table with His very body and blood through the means of bread and wine. By His grace, through faith in Jesus, we cling to His promise of salvation and eternal life. God gives us this glimpse to help us understand what happens at the end of His story, of our story. What happens at the end of the whole creation. He gives us this glimpse to comfort us, renew us, and strengthen us. For at the end of this story, we will live with Him and we will live happily ever after. Amen. And may the peace of the Lord God Almighty, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in the Lamb until that final chapter dawns. Amen.